This is episode number 37 of the Grow Well podcast, and welcome. I am Dusty Heggie. I am your host, and I can't help but see the parallels between plant growth and human growth, and I know that is by God's design. Today, I have Megan Bouchard from Mia Interiors coming on, really giving us so much actionable tips and advice to be able to style our homes in a way that reflect our personality, in a way that we can really enjoy those spaces. And we talk about how houseplants can lend to the space in your home to make it feel even cozier. And so this is a really, really fun episode, and I think you guys are going to take a lot away from it. Before we dive in, I want to invite you to join my free 3-day houseplant challenge. You can find all the information on my website at dustyheggie.com, and actually the challenge is beginning today. So even though you might be coming in a little bit late, you can still catch all of the content because it will all be available for you on replay. And guess what? Even if you're listening to this months later or years later, you can still take advantage of this free 3-day houseplant challenge called Stop Killing Your Houseplants Challenge. Day one, we're gonna cover mindset. Day two, we're covering how to actually figure out what your houseplant really needs to live and how to read houseplant care guides, because there is a right way and a wrong way to go about doing that. And then on the third day, we're gonna put all this information together and create a houseplant care routine that you can really, really enjoy and have fun with, and that actually keeps your plants alive, which is kind of the goal here, right? And so I think it's gonna be so, so, so much fun. You can head to dustyheggie.com to be able to get all the information to join this free houseplant challenge. And guess what? There's a secret bonus day. What? Who doesn't love a good secret bonus day? And on day four, if you stick around to day four, I will be doing a live repotting training. I'll be answering all of your questions that you might have not been able to get answered in a thorough way throughout the challenge within the exclusive Facebook group. And finally, you're gonna get a really, really, really incredible deal to be able to enroll in Get Planty Houseplant Foundations, my signature course that you've probably heard me promote time and time again. If you stick around to day four, you're gonna get a really, really great deal. You're gonna get early access to a lot of stuff. It is gonna be so much fun. Plus, I'm gonna be doing some giveaways to the people who come in and join us for that fourth day. It really is gonna be fun. I can't wait. You can head to dustyheggie.com to find all of the information to be able to join that free houseplant challenge. Even if you're coming in late, that's okay. You are still welcome in this challenge. You're still gonna get a lot from it. All right, without further ado, let's dive into my conversation with Megan. Megan, right?
Yes. Yep.
Look at me saying your name like a grown adult. Kate, can you introduce who you are and what you do and tell us all the things?
Okay, I'm Megan, and I started my interior design business, or I should say interior styling business, this year.
What's the difference between interior design and styling?
So design, you need to have a degree for. Styling, you don't. So it's just a title and licensing issues. So I don't get in trouble. Interior stylist.
Okay.
So I launched that back in November. Mm-hmm. So we're coming up on a year here soon. Just something that I always wanted to do, and we got it going this year. So it's exciting. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm loving seeing all the things that you're doing in your home.
Thank you.
Just religiously.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I always have followed certain home decor accounts, but I was always like a major Instagram creeper. Like I didn't like stuff. I would just follow them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I kind of am kicking myself for not doing this sooner because it's always been something I've been into.
Yeah.
But it's been really motivating and been interesting too on the Instagram side, where I feel like I've been doing a lot of business. Learning what little things I can do in my home and for clients to make a big impact. And
So Megan lives here in Olympia, Washington with yours truly. And she actually even came to one of my houseplant workshops, and that's how we at first initially
met.
I'm pretty sure I was already stalking you on Instagram.
That's awesome.
I'm saying your name wrong.
It's all right.
So what do you walk clients through? Like, what do you do tangibly? Style their homes?
Yes. So, okay. Well, it depends on obviously the client and what they're wanting from me. So, for instance, right now I'm doing a dining room and potentially continuing on from that, but the dining room is her main goal. So she got a hold of me, I came over, kind of looked at, you know, looked at the space obviously, and then she gave me her design inspiration and went from there, got a budget from her, and then I send over ideas and what I think the cost breakdown is going to be of the room, kind of like this would be low end, this would be high end.
Gotcha.
If there's any major work that needs to be done, like, well, for instance, in her room, we're doing shiplap. So
yeah.
Is that something that she wants to do? Is that something we need to hire out? The cost breakdown of that? And, yeah, so I guess that's kind of just to answer your question.
Yeah, no, that totally answers that. Yeah, that's helpful. I mean, there's a lot of things that people could do under that title. So I was just curious, like,
right.
One of people and you do like consults.
Right. Yes. And yeah,
so
yeah.
You teach people basically how to be able to do this in their home and also do it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's kind of at their own, whatever they want to do. Like, do they just want my input of like, here's what you could do for the room, mm-hmm. or here's what you could do. This is where to buy it. Or do you want me to buy it all for you? Right. And of course it changes with their budget and right. all of that. So it's kind of, I can do the minimal amount or do the whole shebang. So mm-hmm. yeah.
What do you, okay. So I would love to just ask you all the questions about interior styling. How are there like some rules that we can follow? Like what should we even like, how do you start?
like
it feels like such a big topic to me.
Yeah. How do you start like your own
making your space feel beautiful and like how you want it to be? Because I think that a lot of people have general ideas of what they want in their head, but it's really hard to make that actually get out of your head and into your space.
Right. I feel like doable. Well, I feel like that's like always evolving. Like even with me where I feel like, oh, okay, this room is complete. And then I come up with a new idea and I'm like, oh, why didn't I think of that before? Now the room's complete. Like it's always changing. I think it's helpful to start with a clean slate. So okay. If you kind of come up with your base pieces, like furniture, obviously, mm-hmm. And then little by little build on what you love. And instead of just trying to fill a room to fill it to be pretty, like I think it's important that you use pieces that mean something to you or that you absolutely are crazy about, because otherwise you're not going to feel like it's finished and you're not going to be in love with your space. Yeah. And I feel like so many people get caught up in thinking that they have to stick in a certain box, like, well, I really like farmhouse, so I need to have only farmhouse decor. Now, what does that look like?
Right.
And I think I feel like it can all go together. It's just, I guess, how you make that happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips for people who aren't quite sure what they want their house to look like? Like, how do they start gathering ideas and inspiration?
Well, Pinterest is huge. So I always use Pinterest when I'm, you know, I just redid my own laundry room and I was looking up laundry room ideas, like, you know, to gather ideas of what do I want in a laundry room? What do I want of a laundry room? Mm-hmm. And just pick pieces from different rooms that I see. And, so I think, yeah, Pinterest is a big one to gather inspiration. And if you find little things from each space that you love, then go for that.
Yeah. Well, how do you take, because Pinterest is a great resource, but it also offers like a whole lot of ideas. So
it's yeah.
overwhelming. How do you pare those ideas down to like find what will actually work in your space to kind of make your vision come to life?
Big oh my question. Goodness. Yeah. I don't even know how to answer that.
What did you do for your laundry room? Like, how did you sift through ideas to find the right ones?
Let's see. Well, so I knew that I wanted to do tile, right? So I basically looked through that for ideas about what kind of tile looked pretty. Yeah. So that was one idea. Okay. I also wanted to know what practical things did I need of the room. So did I need, you know, like a garbage can or like laundry detergent? How do I store that? Like simple stuff like that. And then took simple ideas from that and a drying rack. And so I just got basics, like what is practical? Mm-hmm. Now, how do I make that look pretty? And I liked this idea from this space, so I'm going to use that. I liked this idea from this space, so I'm going to use that. Mm-hmm. I tend to stick with the neutral tones because I prefer it, but then also they all go together all the time. So that's, I guess, something that could be helpful is that, you know, finding a color balance, that a palette that goes together helps a room marry itself.
Yeah. I like that. Color palettes, I think, are a topic people get very overwhelmed by.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have any advice on how people can pull together a color palette that is visually pleasing?
You can see behind me right now, listeners can't, but I'm in my son's room that is very colorful. Mm-hmm. And you might think, okay, how am I supposed to, like, I've got teals, oranges, reds, like how do I pull together all these colors to not make it look crazy? Well, the rest of the room is very monochromatic. Okay, So having that pop of color, having that be like
the focal point.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the rest of it kind of complementing that in like a subtle way. So the rest of the room, which you can't see, is gray and white and black and gold. But I think people also get caught up on like, okay, there's warm tones, there's cool tones. Do those go together? Which I think they 100% do. It just depends on, I suppose, like what exactly the
how it works
is and yeah, how it works in the space. Yeah. So paint is obviously plays huge into a room and into a space. I get asked a lot about the paint colors in my house.
Yeah.
And white is like a really big thing right now in the design world where people are like, they are all about painting every room white or they're like totally against that, mm-hmm. which I was against for a long time, but then I kept finding myself drawn to it. But I think you can totally make a room really warm, even with a cool white wall. It's just everything else that you bring into it, the textures, you know, different colors of your furniture, whatnot.
Yeah. So I really like what you've given us so far. So start with the functionality of the room and the pieces. Like, what are the things that have to be in your room? Like a couch or a bed or the garbage.
Right. Yes.
What are the pieces that you need to have in your room, like laundry detergent, which I think is a great example because laundry detergent is ugly.
Yeah, right.
Make something that isn't beautiful, beautiful in that space.
That's correct.
A great
way. Yeah. And then finding things that you love, that bring you joy, that you like, that are, you know, obviously visually appealing to you, that make you happy, and that's going to make you feel like the space is yours and that you love it.
Yeah. When we approach new like design projects or DIYing things, I have a hutch downstairs that I painted and I like the paint, but it does not match my room. Everything in my room is very, my living room are very warm, beigey tones and I painted colors because I liked them. And then I was like, oh, I forgot this is in like a warm space. And if I had just picked a softer white, this would have matched so much better. So I want to repaint the whole thing. But as we approach DIY projects, you have a lot to say about the way that we approach that. Can you maybe walk us through how we can do that without like losing all our money and our sanity?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So my husband and I are big DIYers, or I should say I'm a big DIYer and my husband gets strung along with it. So what we talk about, like, so we bought this house 4 years ago and it was old. I can't remember the year that it was built, but nothing was updated. Mm-hmm. So we started with coming up with a list of what our priorities were with what we wanted to get done. And obviously we had different goals and different priorities, so we had to compromise with that. I think once you get your priorities set down, then you obviously need to come up with your budget. And deciding what's most important and kind of scheduling what it is that you want to do. So something that affects our priority list and our scheduling is the time of year that it is. So
yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I really care about the inside of my house. Like, obviously I care about the outside, but not as much as my husband does. The yard is his domain. So I know that living here for the 9 months out of the year, that's not nice and it's raining. Like, we're going to accomplish things that are in our house.
Yes.
Okay. For the summer. That's when I know it's his project turn and we get to do things that are outside. So
that's really wise. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's like a good compromise for us and good to know, like, this laundry room, for instance, it was like, okay, we need to finish that up. And I know now that that's done, we're going to start working on outside and now it's your turn.
Yeah. That's a good way to set some boundaries to, like, protect your marriage, to protect the sanity of, like, your home and just the overall cleanliness. Cause projects are fun, but they do make a big mess. Like, no matter.
For sure. Yeah. And they're fun, but then they're also super stressful. And like, when you're in the middle of it, you're like, oh, I don't want to do this ever again. And then you're done and it's so gratifying. You're like, okay, yeah, well, now what's next?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's really, I like that. That's very, very actionable. How do you, okay. So I guess I would love to hear, you do a lot of DIYs in your home. I really loved your, the wall that you did, the entryway wall with the sponge,
Sponge. Yeah.
It was super cute. I guess my question is, how do you know, like, what things to accomplish when within that period of time that you have set aside? That makes sense. Like, so I know you just did your washer or your laundry room, yeah. Recently did your wall. Like, I'm sure you have like 1,000 ideas in your head that you think you would want to do.
Yes.
How do you go about prioritizing them? And you talked about earlier, you mentioned like that you and your husband sat down and talked about what was important to prioritize within your home.
Right.
I guess my question is, what's important to you?
Well, I feel like, so when we started our house, it was like, let's do all the big basics. So new flooring and new trim were huge.
That makes sense.
And that made a huge difference, but it took up a lot of time.
Yeah.
And paint, again, like such a huge thing, an easy way to make over the space. So I painted every room in this house. Mm-hmm. My husband did the trim work and the flooring. And then from there, I mean, really, he gives me free rein. So it was just little stuff.
Well, I feel like that in and of itself is helpful. Start with the big things that are going to make the most impact and then work your way down the...
Down. So then it was like, okay, the doors, you know, do we want to spend money on getting all new brand new doors? Or... do we want to just paint them? They might not be as pretty, but at least they'll match the trim and we'll save a lot of money.
Right.
And so we had planned that we were going to buy them brand new. I can't remember what we decided against to buy instead. But I ultimately ended up just painting all of them one May when I was very pregnant out in the yard.
Why is
it
thinking that when we're pregnant?
I don't know. I get on like crazy kick. Yeah, like everything needs to be painted and done. The baby's gonna care. but then that opened up in our budget to be able to spend money like on new appliances that we had been wanting.
Gotcha. Okay. That's really, I feel like that's a really tangible way for a person who feels like I have so many things I want to do in my house, but I don't really know where to even begin.
Right. Yeah. I feel like starting like paint is just number one, like the biggest way to change a space that's so affordable and easy.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Okay, let's talk plants for a little bit.
Okay.
I would love to hear if you have any ways that we can bring plants. So the thing that I'm struggling with right now is how to like style my plants in a way that they get enough light, because plants need light more than any other.
Right.
But also that they're not just like sitting in like weird spaces all over my floor and countertops. Like, how do I keep them so they don't look like a mess?
Well, I feel like I need your help with that. truly though, like, so before I went to your class, I still do, but I used houseplants to decorate. Mm-hmm. But I never really thought about, okay, like they need sufficient light, obviously, or I need to be watering them. Yeah. Like it was just decoration in my mind. Like a plant would look really good here. But then after going to your class, I realized, oh, okay, they're actually like living things, that this is why they keep dying. Like, and it made me feel guilty for the way that I had treated them before. It was like, I'll just buy a new one if this one dies, whatever. So having
to stop you right there. I don't think you need to feel guilty about it. And I also think if you're okay with buying a new plant when one dies and just thinking about it like a floral arrangement that lasts a little bit longer,
right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, as long as you have the like right expectations of that. And maybe don't buy a really expensive plant if you're
going to. Right. Yeah. Well, I feel like every summer I've been having to buy new succulents, mm-hmm. because I like to keep them outside, but then obviously they don't do well here. Yeah. They look really pretty for a month. Yeah. But I think I have a plant in every room of this house. Mm-hmm. I used to so be against faux plants because growing up, that's all my mom had. And I thought they were so tacky, and I still do. Like they can be good. I feel like they're better, but
I think they have improved a lot. That's for sure.
Yes. Yeah. So in our rooms with absolutely zero natural light, we do have some fake plants. I'll admit that, but I think
that's fine.
in the rest of the house, I feel like they bring so much life. Mm-hmm. I think that you can go crazy or you can go minimal. I don't think it matters the style per se of, you know, I don't want to do this palm because maybe it'll make my house look too beachy or something. Like, I don't really think there's like rules. I mean, it can affect that, but I like to mix it up. So
yeah,
I don't think that matters very much. And making them go together, I think as far as like the pots that they're in can be helpful. That's so right. Whether they, are they coordinating different heights in the room, obviously different sizes, I think makes a big difference, and adding that variety.
Yeah.
Brings interest. So
that's really helpful. Yeah. Do you like make mood boards for when you start to decorate rooms?
I guess
that's kind of what the Pinterest board is acting as, but.
Right. No, but I really use Pinterest heavily. So like I will start a little Pinterest secret board for a client so that I can start pulling ideas and then put together like an image board for them of what I'm thinking.
Cool. So for houseplants, I guess when you said varying heights, which mm-hmm. I'll unpack a little bit more, how can we accomplish varying heights in a space that is like awkward?
So hanging plants is a huge thing if you want to hang from some planters. I keep bringing up my laundry room, but it's because I literally finished
You just finished it.
But in there, like I knew I wanted to add a plant in there and it has zero light, so it had to be fake. And for the space, it only really allowed for me to do a hanging plant, which I saw that
little succulent hanging up there.
Yes.
That was a really cute idea.
Thank you. Yeah. I just felt like it brought something to the space, made it a little bit different, and it's kind of an awkward room. So, I think hanging plants are awesome. Or varying heights would be like, you know, having a floor plant mm-hmm. and versus then one sitting maybe on top of a shelf or something whatever.
Yeah. How, this is like an off the cuff question, hanging up plants, because some plants are really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
How do we hang them in our walls so they don't fall? Like, cause what if there's not a stud in the place that you want it? Is there a way to hang them up where there's no stud?
Yeah, there's just screws that you can get from Home Depot, like the screw hooks. Yeah. And those actually hold really heavy plants. I can't remember like what the weight limit is.
Oh, they have the weight on the hardware? Okay.
Yes. But I can't, it's pretty dang heavy. So you can hang, the heaviest of plants and they're totally fine. Or you use a drywall anchor and get it up there.
Oh, like, there you go. Okay.
I can do it. Anybody can do it. It's easy. Anchor. Yeah.
I have a giant, a gigantic pothos hanging in my office right now. And I want to get like a macrame hanger for it.
Yeah.
And hang it down a little bit lower because I have it hung up pretty high. The whew, I can't find the words. The little hair that was already attached to the plant when I bought it is pretty short. So the way that the light comes into my room, into the office space, it's in the shade the whole time because it's up higher than the tunnel of light from the window. Yeah. So I could drop it down like a foot or something. So it's going to be kind of low, like massive, gigantic hanging plant.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but Brian hung it up in the wall for me. And then I realized, oh, I should have like been there and done that with him because I've used the little hooks that are just the simple little screws, but I'm sure he used the anchor.
Yeah. It's so easy because you just, screw it on in, make that hole originally, and then you just hammer the drywall anchor in.
Okay.
And then put the screw back in. You could try using like some pretty like string or something so you don't have to get a whole new macrame, like just hang that from it so it's hanging lower. Does that make sense?
Oh yes, that's a good idea. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Unless you want to attempt making one.
I used to make them all the time. I just haven't in ages.
Really? Oh my gosh.
It's not all that hard. It does take time is the thing. The like skill level, I feel like there's varying skill levels.
Right. But
it takes a lot of time. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd have the patience for that.
No, Brian actually, as funny as it is, I don't know why this is funny, but it feels funny, really likes to crochet.
Really?
Yeah, he does. He hasn't in a while. He goes on, like, he is just a fanboy. A fanboy. That's all. So he gets on these kicks where he really does one thing for a long time. Yeah. And when our youngest daughter was born, she was born really, really early. And we were in the NICU for a long time. And he just started crocheting while we were there. And he like made all kinds of crazy stuff.
That's so cute.
Over there crocheting away. And I knew how to crochet. So I like taught him a little bit from what my mom had taught me.
Yeah.
And, what do you want to do with me? And I was like, no, I would rather just that little crochet needle in my eye. I think I would find more comfort and enjoyment from that process.
That is so funny.
It's possible that's a little dramatic, but I have feelings about it.
That's cute.
Oh my goodness. This has been really helpful so far. I have a few more questions for you.
Okay.
I would like to know what your favorite houseplant is.
Okay. So I was trying to think about, okay. Again, after taking your class, I decided that I needed to name all of our plants, I really feel like has been so helpful. Like, honestly, it's so fun and I've seen them do a lot better. So I felt like, okay, like I definitely have my favorite, Dracaena. Is that like a cornstalk Dracaena or maybe?
There's a lot within that.
Okay.
But Dracaenas are pretty common.
Okay. Well, that's Phil. And I really like him because he's been around for a while. My daughter, in preschool at the end of the year, they planted some grass seed and then brought it home and they like made that look like a little person. And the grass is the hair and it's got googly eyes and it's so cute. And I feel like right now that's my favorite because it's sitting on the counter and it makes me so happy. And she like gives him haircuts and it's so cute. That's
awesome. I did that actually when I was a kid, it was like a little paper cup. So it's not quite as awesome, but a little paper cup with grass in it. And we drew our faces on it. And before the class, I was in, I think kindergarten, maybe first grade. I have like fuzzy memories of it, but I had gotten a huge black eye. I had like dripped on my nightgown as a little girl and got a huge black eye. And so I drew a giant black eye on my, and I'm pretty sure people were like, what is this
girl? Wow.
Home?
I know.
What are her parents like? As an adult, I can't help but think she probably thought that.
Oh, for sure. That's so funny.
Going back to the Dracaena though, fun fact for you, Dracaena is the genus name. So there's like a whole bunch of like species of Dracaena within that. Uh-huh. But Dracaena, I'm pretty sure, means mother dragon.
Oh, really?
That's for you.
Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't like have some given a boy time. Name though. Poor Phil.
Poor Phil. I think that's the perfect plant name, I'm going to be honest.
I don't know. It just came to me and we like pet him and
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. What I really love hearing your takeaways from my course because it's really cool to see people start to learn and get excited about it.
Yeah.
Aside from understanding that plants are alive, what is another thing that maybe you're doing in plant care to like prioritize growing well within houseplants? Like what's something else that you're learning?
Well, just learning how to water them. Like seriously, that was huge for me. Giving them their bath every week like that was a big thing that I wasn't doing because I would just, oh, I forgot I need to water the plants. So I'll just like do a little bit and and that's done, you know, and wonder why they're not doing well. And yeah. like not being in sufficient light either. Like, I feel like I've definitely changed the way I know where to put them now. And then yes. I feel like watering is the huge one.
Yeah. Yeah. And right. Watering, I think, is the one we have so much trouble with because it's the piece we have the most control over. And right. so it leaves the most room for error.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then like seeing them do so well after taking care of them, I'm like, you know, motivated to keep yeah. them doing well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
What a love on Phil.
I know. He just keeps trucking. I'm surprised.
That's awesome. Okay. Last question. Well, I have a couple more. What is something that's making you so super happy right now?
Oh, favorite
question to ask people.
So super happy. Right. Oh gosh. Relating it back to this, like, I feel really excited to be finally doing, like, making something of this passion that I've had for yeah. my whole life. Like, you know, I went to school, then had kids, mm-hmm. but still felt like I didn't know what I wanted to do. And started dabbling in this, and people would ask me for my advice. And then it was kind of like, okay, why don't I just try this? Why don't I just go for it? Like, what's holding me back? So, yeah, I feel like that's been really kind of, it sounds so corny, but I feel like I've kind of inspired myself. Like, I mean, obviously it gets hard and I, you know, like self-talk is huge, but I feel like really excited that I'm finally going for what I've loved to do forever. So
yeah, I think that's really inspiring. We, for whatever reason, I think we get in our heads and think that like we're not capable, we're not worthy for sure. of pursuing those things, and that's like big huge lies we're telling ourselves, and we can yeah. move forward and do the thing we like. I actually started in houseplant care because I had done a whole other slew of things. Loved the business world, loved being in the online business world. It's something that I'm good at and I really enjoy. And so I wanted okay. to find something in that space. And Brian asked me, like, what is something you would do for free forever? Like, what's the thing you would do? And yeah. I said, well, gardening, but that's not like a real job.
Right.
He's like, how do you think the whole world eats? That's a big job. And like that has just brought me down the path of like, I did herbs for a little while and felt like that wasn't quite the right fit. Still forever love culinary herbs. But like God brought me into houseplant care and I'm like just so grateful. It feels when I tell older generations, like, oh, my job is to teach people how to keep their plants alive. They're like, wait, you make money doing that? And I'm like, yeah, well, I sure do.
That's so awesome. I love that.
Yeah. So interior design is important. Like,
yes. I mean, it's just
beautiful in our spaces. That has some deep value.
Yes. And I feel like it's always come naturally to me. So I mean, growing older, I'm like, okay, it actually doesn't come naturally to everybody else. Mm-hmm. So I can totally teach people about how to do this. And it's been, yeah, like very validating getting people's feedback and like learning that I am inspiring others and teaching people to do, I guess, what I do. So
mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Megan. I'm so happy you're here. Okay. Last question for real this time. Do you have any houseplant questions that I can answer for you?
Oh my gosh. I know that you do. Oh wait. Yes, I do.
Okay.
So like I said, that we're starting to work on our outside now and mm-hmm. I want to do my front porch. Mm-hmm. I need all new plants. Of course. And I always fail at keeping them alive. I had succulents planted in there probably since last summer and just kind of like let them go. So my porch is half the day it's sunny, half the day it's in shade. Like, what plants should I put?
Does it have an awning over it?
Yeah, it does. It definitely, like where they are though, they can get wet. Mm-hmm. I could definitely water them better.
Like, my concern is the light factor.
Oh, okay. Well, they get direct sunlight for part of the day.
Is it like morning sun then? They get like morning sun.
It's actually afternoon sun.
Okay. That is important because the volume of light in afternoon sun, the like intensity of light is mm-hmm. harsher in the evening because the world has basically been warmed up all day.
Right.
And so that sun is harsher than morning sun.
Uh-huh.
In the grand scheme of things, just light is the most important thing. And then my final question, is it in planters?
Yes. So there, I have terracotta pots.
Okay.
And they have varying sizes. And right now they are all dead. Like I did ferns, which just didn't seem to be happy there. Like, I don't know if it gets too hot right there, like at the end of the day. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And ferns don't really want any direct sunlight.
Okay.
Ferns is a huge genus, but most ferns don't want any. If you think about like our like Northwest rainforest, it's like the ground is covered in ferns because it's underneath all those forests.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I would suggest, going back to my love of herbs, is rosemary and lavender. They're really hardy. They're really beautiful. They're actually Mediterranean in like where they're natively from. So they prefer, drier, rockier soil. Okay. And so if you forget to water them, they'll be just fine. And they also do really well in pots. Lavender, I have found, does better in pots than rosemary. I don't know why. Maybe it's just something that I'm doing. Rosemary is especially sensitive to root rot. So you just have to make sure you let it dry out really well before you.
Okay. But that means
sun, especially around here, because the sun sets so late in the day where we live, they'll really like that.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. That's like my goal this weekend is to get those planted or potted. Yeah. So
and both of them have beautiful flowers. Like lavender, we all know what that looks like, but rosemary gets these really pretty little white flowers.
Oh, really,
they're like dainty and sweet and so beautiful. And
I didn't even know they flowered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Most plants and even most houseplants actually flower.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
They just might not within the like growing conditions that they're.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. This has been so much fun. Talking to you. Thank you. Can you tell people where they can find you and how they can learn more from you?
Yes. Well, I have a website, miainteriors.com. And then I'm also on Instagram, mia.interiors. Mm-hmm. You can find me there all the time.
Yay. I will have links to all of her stuff in the show notes. So you can swipe up in your app or you can head to my website at dustyheggie.com/podcast and find the episode there.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I want to go hang up all the plants in my house now. I have really high ceilings and I have no idea why I haven't hung up.
I know. I want to help you.
Okay.
Awesome. Yes. Deal. I'll do that. You can take care of my porch plants.
Okay. This is great. I mean, you don't have to convince me any further. I hope you took away some really tangible ways to style your home in a way that can feel like you and in a way that can feel cozy and wonderful and beautiful, because Negan really has a lot of good things to share with us. Also, I want to remind you one more time to take advantage of this 3-day houseplant challenge called Stop Killing Your Houseplants. Challenge edition. We're gonna have a lot of fun working together through some really important houseplant care topics to add some fun to your life, to help you enjoy this growth process and add some beauty into your homes. So to take advantage of that free challenge, head to dustyheggie.com and you'll find all of the information there, and it will be so fun and so easy, and I cannot wait. All right, that's all I have for you today. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you love this podcast, can you please Can you please do me a favor and share it with a friend? And then make sure you click that little subscribe button in your podcast player so you can get new episodes each Monday when they release, because I have some really special content coming your way in the next couple of weeks in celebration of my launch for Get Planty course, which is my signature houseplant course that is coming out revamped, extra beautiful, extra fun, and it is going to be really, really incredible. So you're going to want to stick around for all this. Thank you for being here. I hope you have a great week of growing well.